I don't know. I'm not as picky as I used to be, unfortunately. I will not eat tomatoes and pickles, though. Or mushrooms, no.
Or olives.
I don't like olives. I was forced to eat them by a babysitter. I know. And then ruined olives for the rest of my life.
Well, when you get to be about 40.
But you know what? When I made John, I made spaghetti when he came over. And I told him, don't feel bad if you pick out the stuff out of the sauce.
And he did.
And he, yeah, would he pick out the tomatoes? Or no, mushrooms. The mushrooms. He picked out the mushrooms. And I said, it don't bother me a bit because I know somebody else who does it, so.
It ain't old man.
No. So I wasn't worried.
Man just tilts the plate.
Yeah. And then everybody just dumps their food on his plate.
Stuff they picked out.
You do.
He'll ask for it anyway. Are you finished? Yeah.
As long as I've known, old man's always been that way. Where you just scoop it onto his plate.
Mm-hmm.
Those hip hop bimbos work here too, so. It's close. Those have a
do you
skinny...
flirt with any of them?
No.
Why not?
Mysteriousness is always the way to go. Yes, if you act desperate, that's sad. That's like you don't care.
Eight sauces, 32.46. Do you need ketchup?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have any.
See the picture on the wall over there, honey?
It says Raising Cane's on it.
Yeah.
In case you forgot where you're at.
I hope you don't think she's cute.
No, she's probably in high
school. The one on the wall? The one where that's... She's kind of a replay. I don't know.
I mean, let's see her replay. They had one girl who was just... I swear her arms were that big around. And I was like, there's no way.
I have dips on the bag.
For what?
Because I want it.
Here you go. Have a great night.
Oh, Carson Short.
I want that bag. Okay.
Where?
It's on the wall.
Yep.
Driving by.
It was Pulp Fiction themed, or was...
No, it was actually... They had something else titled above it.
Yeah.
But it was the Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Chicken.
So have you talked to your sister?
No.
Have you talked to your brother?
No.
Why not?
Well, I wasn't going to talk to Justin right away like you wanted me to, because it would have made it worse. Because he's not one to...
I thought about that afterwards.
Because once he's back into a corner, he'll start fighting.
Yeah, but he did send me that text.
I knew he would. I knew he would.
Why? How'd you
know? I knew he would come around, because he does it all the time. He's just a revolving door.
Well... It just pissed me off, because Nan just flipped out. I mean, she just called me... ahorita que estaba deseando que he don't like
in Spanish.
Yes.
Oh my God. I didn't even know what language to say.
Nope.
Nope. That's terrifying.
And I'm busy just minding my business, watching TV, and she just starts off right into Spanish. And I was like, oh. And then I called Justin and just started screaming at him.
And old man was in the bathroom like, I shouldn't come out of here. I'll just stay in here.
How did you know I went to the bathroom?
Because I was like, I bet old man was just downstairs and he could hear you. And she's like, no, he was in the bathroom. And I was like, I bet he slept in the tub.
I got up from the couch or the chair.
Because I was screaming.
Yeah, I just said, fuck this. I'm not listening to it. I'm not going to deal with it.
I'm going to go play Xbox.
No, I didn't. I went to the bathroom. I took care of some little piddly things. When I got done, I came back in there. She was done, so...
Well, man's always on the Xbox. Always.
Does Adam say anything anymore? Your dad's still on. I left. 2 days later, he came back and he's still there.
Adam's just excited with the times that I do play online.
Huh.
So he's usually busy with that.
And when is him and Katie getting married?
I don't know.
¿Qué fue eso?
Probably him.
Oh, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, is he home for the holidays?
Yes, he is.
Oh, was he expecting you to come home?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Where's he living at?
He lives in,
Champaign? Urbana?
I think he lives in Urbana.
Oh, okay. So he's still in Illinois.
Yeah. I mean, he came back to Rockford for the... for break. And he texts me at work, he's like, why is my heater not working? I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like, your car has the same problem every year, and I tell you every year what your problem is. It's low on coolant. Oh yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Where would he be without you?
Why is my AC not working? Why is my AC not working? Why is my heater not working? I don't know. Your car's old, piece of shit. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Oh, so nice to be so arrogant. And
not arrogant. No, I don't worry about heat. It's hot all the time anyway.
Yeah, that's the only thing about you moving back is the winter.
It would be horrendous, and I would hate every minute of it. That's what
and that would motivate you to get your stuff done sooner, quicker, to get out again.
Where am I going to put my stuff?
We'll have to work it out.
Yeah, we'll have to work it out, and you move back home, go back to
your
school.
Couch and stuff,
you're gonna,
to
you're gonna apply.
Oh man,
I know. Unless you can figure out where to put it,
I'll put it in the storage locker then.
See, you're coming home to save money, not spend it on lockers. Besides, you only paid $100 for the couch.
Right? That doesn't mean anything. It's the fact that I bought these things
with my own money and my own place.
Like I came here with nothing, and then I look at my apartment now, and I do feel generally pride in what I have.
Yes, see? And before you felt
like,
all...
man, I had nothing. I had a lawn chair and an air mattress with a hole in it.
And now you feel good.
Except for my mattress still has a hole in it, but the same reason as to why the other one had a hole in it.
Because of your dog.
But I can't do nothing because she's crowder and she'll do it to a certain mattress if it wouldn't mean anything to her.
Yes.
She has no monetary understandings, which is what generally annoys me, is because she doesn't care about the value of money, that dog. So I have to beat on her.
You mean like a child?
Yeah.
That wrecks their transmission and stuff like that.
But I know she's an animal and generally doesn't care either way.
Right. And it's so frustrating because you work so hard for your money, right?
I mean, it was a mattress. It is my crowder.
Damn.
If I can avoid them, I will. But there's people.
And this is the most fullest I've ever seen this car.
Everybody's decided that they need to have two or three cars.
Like you?
I have a truck that does not move and has more seniority than the people around me. Because it's been here longer.
They're cool.
They're a young couple.
And they've got four cars?
Gigantic thing. And they always have people living there.
Wait, where do they live?
Across from me.
Oh, they moved from the old lady in
there? Yeah, she did. She went for nursing home.
Oh, pobre. She said that you were such a good boy.
Yeah. I'm pretty awesome.
Ay, Dios.